Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, fire tore through an apartment building in the West Garfield Park neighborhood on the west side last night. Three people went to the hospital. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the very latest.
Police officers responded to a call about a fire near Ohio and Kilpatrick at about 11:30 last night and found firefighters already there and working to put out the fire in the brick two-story apartment building. The police department says a 33-year-old man was burned on his face and arms. He was taken to the hospital initially in critical condition. Meanwhile, an 81-year-old man and a 64-year-old woman inhaled smoke and were treated by paramedics before being taken to the hospital in serious condition. The cause of the fire is under investigation, and the Red Cross is helping those who are displaced. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
It's back to the drawing board for Mayor Johnson after the city council defeated his proposed $300 million property tax hike proposal.
The vote was unanimous.
50 nays. This matter has been voted down. Alderman Mitchell on a motion to adjourn.
The proposed property tax hike was unpopular from the moment it was introduced. Northside Alderman Scott Wagaspak says this was a defeat for Mayor Johnson. The mayor says he's collaborating with the alders. Wagaspak says otherwise.
For the most part, there was no collaboration on his part, and we got to this point because of that lack of collaboration. So, again, in all my years I've worked, this is the fourth mayor. This is the first time I've seen that lack of collaboration.
Budget Committee Chair Alderman Jason Irvin says people are posturing right now.
We've got, you know, time to figure this out. I think that there'll be give on all ends from everywhere, from people's desires, people's revenue wishes. There'll be gives on all ends.
Budget hearings are resuming this morning with the Chicago Police Department. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Police in Crystal Lake are trying to figure out who shot a family's cat.
The family's security camera captured the moments after the orange cat named Timmy was wounded. Blood on his back. He's seen crawling on the patio, unable to use his back legs. At the vet, Kylie Rodriguez was shown an x-ray. A bullet was lodged in the cat's spine.
That did not even go through my mind at all, that would have been what it was.
She was talking with CBS News Chicago, the cat half snoozing next to her on the couch.
You can't say that you were like self-defense. Like this cat, right? You think this cat is gonna like hurt you, you know? There's so many kids on the street. Like, you should not be shooting a gun here, no matter what it is.
It's unclear if he'll regain the use of his back legs.
I don't want him to live like a sad life, you know? I just want him to be who he was.
Police were canvassing the neighborhood. Rodriguez says the shooting has to have happened close to her home. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies. Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Police in the northwest suburbs are investigating the death of a man following a fight this week.
Elgin police were called to deal with people fighting late Wednesday night in a two-story apartment building in the 700 block of Jefferson Avenue. When they arrived, they found one of the people, a man, dead. He's not yet been publicly identified, and the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office plans to conduct an autopsy. Elgin police are not saying if anyone is in custody, but they say this was not random, that the two people knew each other. Police ask anyone with information about the incident to call the Elgin PD's Major Investigations Division. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The accused Highland Park parade gunman made his first appearance in months in court yesterday. It was at a hearing tied to his upcoming trial.
Dressed in a blue jumpsuit, Robert Cremo III appeared in court for the first time since rejecting a plea deal back in June. Cremo refused to come to court for his first two hearings. Some contested motions were reviewed. The first is whether Cremo's former school resource officer can identify him in photos from the crime. The second issue was whether Cremo's confession to police is admissible. The court heard several clips from that alleged confession that appear to show Cremo declining phone calls or attorneys several times. After the hearing, Robert Cremo Jr., the suspect's father, briefly told reporters his son was not informed he had an attorney. Robert Cremo III is tentatively set to go on trial February of 2025. Reporting from the Lake County Courthouse, Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Comedy may not seem like the obvious response to Parkinson's disease, but some patients are turning the idea on its head at Second City.
Improv class at Second City isn't just for laughs. Please go, please. Northwestern Medicine's Parkinson's patients are using it to build strength. Katie Fagan is a senior program coordinator and clinical social worker at Northwestern University.
It's also helpful because as Parkinson's progresses, people may lose their volume of their speech. And so obviously if you're performing, you're projecting, and that's kind of working some of those vocal muscles.
The program is now in its 10th year. Participant Denise Harrison says it's also about building community.
We all share things about Parkinson's that we might not know. Everybody is a source, and so we learn a lot from each other, and we have a lot of fun doing it.
Sarah Herrera, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago rapper Lil Durk entered a not guilty plea to federal murder for hire charges yesterday. The 32-year-old, whose legal name is Durk Devontae Banks, was arraigned in Los Angeles after being extradited from Florida. The Chicago native, Englewood neighborhood native, was arrested last month after prosecutors allege he targeted another rapper, Quando Rondo, 2 years ago. However, the gunfire missed Rondo and killed his 24-year-old cousin.
Now sports. Here's Josh Liss.
Hi, great to be with you. Injuries, the dark side of football, concussions, even worse. The Bears' Jaquan Brisker won't be coming back against the Packers Sunday. The hard-hitting defensive back needs more time off to heal from his big hit from over a month ago.
Brisker was hurt back in Week 5 against the Panthers when ball-carrying tight end Tommy Tremble lowered his head into the third-year safeties. Tremble was fined $17,000, but Brisker hasn't been able to get back to full contact practice since. Now he's out for at least 4 more games and possibly the rest of the year. It's at least Brisker's third concussion as a pro, too. He's been active on social media, and he recently endorsed a post that said Brisker was, quote, setting a good example by letting his brain fully heal. Covering the Bears, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Bears' 10-game losing streak to Green Bay is the longest by either team in their 103-year rivalry. Noon kick Sunday. A 20-point fourth quarter with two Saquon Barkley touchdown runs settles an Eagles win over the Commanders on Thursday Night Football, 26-18 Philly. Seattle cracks open Peter Mrazek and the slumping Blackhawks 3-1. They've lost 3 of 4, have only 4 regulation goals in 4 games. Ryan Donato does slip in his team-high 8th goal early in the third, but there goes 16 minutes evaporating without a tying goal. The Kraken at an empty netter with seconds left beat the Hawks. Mike Tyson slaps Jake Paul at the weigh-in down in Dallas. They're going to fight tonight. 58-year-old Tyson weighs in at 233. 27-year-old YouTuber turned heavyweight Paul, 220, but Paul stepped on Tyson's foot. You don't do that. It's an insult at the weigh-in. Tyson slapped him and was escorted away, and Paul just laughed it off. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Innovation took center stage at an award ceremony at UIC last night.
This is the cream of the crop of current innovators in Chicago.
And they gathered here inside the UIC Forum for the 23rd Annual Chicago Innovation Awards. Co-founder Tom Kaczmarski.
We're able to bring all aspects of the Chicago innovation community together to celebrate the amazing innovations that for-profit, non-profit, government, academia has been working on for quite a long time.
Of the 350 organizations nominated, 22 were chosen and honored, including LanzaJet. CEO Jimmy Samartzis has been praised for reducing carbon emissions by up to 70% in converting ethanol into sustainable aviation fuel.
An award like this tonight gives us a lot of encouragement to continue on to do the important work that's going to make a lasting change.
At the UIC Forum, Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
An expert says building your own home can be easier than you think, but it's not for the faint of heart.
Building a home from scratch can be a middle-class pursuit, but you have to know what you're doing in order to save money over buying a home that's already built. Chicago-based real estate and housing expert Steve Kirch tells the Noon Business Hour that you have to buy land, hire an architect, and pay for a general contractor.
You're going to have to get a construction loan and also generally, a mortgage at the end of that time if you're not paying cash.
He says you'll need patience as well as money to make it work, especially if the project runs late and over budget. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
But they will break for some sunshine this afternoon. We're headed to a high of 55 degrees. Right now at O'Hare, it's cloudy skies and 48 degrees at 8:31.
Days after the Illinois Attorney General warned proposed police department cuts could put Chicago in trouble with its consent decree, Mayor Johnson's not sharing any changes. WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports.
Attorney General Kwame Raoul's office has grave concerns about the plans to eliminate positions to address a massive budget problem. The Tribune reports he reminded the mayor in a letter the consent decree is legally binding. And while the Democrat understands budget issues require difficult choices, a court-enforced consent decree takes some of those choices off the table. Asked about it yesterday, Mayor Johnson reiterated he won't lay off officers and will hire more detectives, but did not address what will happen with proposed cuts in constitutional and community policing. Raoul was joined in voicing concern by independent monitor Maggie Hickey. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, the mayor's proposed $300 million property tax hike was rejected by the city council yesterday unanimously. But Johnson says that was to be expected. He claims he was never serious about it, that he proposed it to shock city council into proposing better ideas. Budget Committee Chair Alderman Jason Irvin says he expects all sides to come together to craft improvements to the budget.
Ultimately, we have to sit down and talk with everyone and come up with a reasonable solution that not only takes care of the needs and desires of the city's interests as well as the financial interests of the city.
Negotiations are underway to mitigate the city's budget deficit with a combination of new revenue streams and federal relief grants.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.